This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engine.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The answer.
San Diego Gear and Axle, 1488 Pioneer Road. Boy, anything under the wheel, under the body. This is what Steve loves. Two-wheel, all-wheel, four-wheel. Doesn't make any difference. Quad to track. If you're a dirt racer, circle, straight, desert, he knows it all. He can make anything and everything work under your vehicle. Dragonfly Napa Auto Care Repair Shop. 4055 Pacific Coast Highway, another Napa Auto Care AAA approved, ASE certified. I think they're celebrating 10 years. I'm trying to get them in to do a little celebration. Maybe I can do it next week. Nice. But Dragonfly is just real customer oriented. They got 5-star rating, and they're just a really cool bunch of guys. So with that being said, you want to do an intro?
A little intro, yeah. I'd say a few months ago, there was a short documentary going around Facebook, and I stopped and took a look. It was about 6 minutes long, and it's called Dirt Track Dreams, a Petaluma Speedway Story. And the cinematography was beautiful. The topic was wonderful, one of my favorites, dirt track racing. And then I recognized the featured racer. So I reached out to him, and he put me in contact with some of the key people behind the scenes so that we can learn a little bit more about this short documentary. So online, we should have one of those key figures, Liam Keene. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Welcome.
Hey, Liam. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm doing great. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Well, that's my girl, Brittany. Whenever she sees something that needs to get highlighted, what little she didn't know is I was born and raised in Vallejo, California.
Very close.
Oh, awesome, yeah.
So I'm well aware of Petaluma Speedway and how long that track has been there, and how much you guys have given back to the community in more ways than motorsports. But kind of give us a rundown. What was the idea of putting this video together?
Yeah, of course. So, I'm part of a program at my high school called AIM, and so it's a documentary program. It's 2 years. So this is my first year doing it, and you know, it's been great so far, but kind of the main appeal to it is that, you know, halfway through the semester, you're basically given 6 weeks, and you have 4 people in your group, and you just have to go make a doc. So this year, the topic was about a place and why it was important. And so I, Mr. Marsh was my 5th grade teacher, and so, you know, it just kind of happened that I kind of, you know, realized, oh, wow, he's a racer. Mm-hmm. I should talk to him about racing the Speedway. And so we, you know, did an interview with him, and I was like, yeah, this is going to be an excellent topic.
I have been wondering this whole time if he was a prior teacher of yours.
Because Brittany is also a school teacher. She raced against him.
Yeah, I met Mr. Marsh up at Petaluma when we raced.
So, because Brittany also has a dwarf car. And the storyline and how you put it together and the cinematography. And this is something that I think you could make a living at, documenting just everyday people doing everyday things, you know, from hunting to fishing to racing to pottery or whatever. Because once you make that video, you can give it back to the person that was in the video and put it someplace where if people want to know about racing, hunting, fishing, they could go there and see a top quality video. And like I said, and it sounds to me, I have a sneaky feeling you guys enjoyed every minute doing this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, going into the program, I'm super interested in filmmaking. And so this is kind of, this is kind of like the the project for me, where, you know, I get 6 weeks, I get all the resources, you know, all the time. Wow. And, you know, just amazing, amazing community of people that I got to, you know, talk to, and yeah, make the documentary.
That's Having gone through and the interviews and making this, did you have a deeper appreciation of the community you talk about, or did you know that going in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely sense that there was something very, like, interesting. At least for me, I went to a race before the documentary happened a while ago. Mr. Marsh invited me when I was in, you know, fifth grade a while ago. But yeah, so I kind of knew it was something to be interested in. But, you know, talking to Rick, talking to Danny, talking to, you know, other racers, Zach Alpers is another one I talked to. It was just so clear to me that this is, like, you know, the most down-to-earth people. They just do it purely for the joy of it. They're, you know, all excited, and just, yeah, I was amazed by it.
And you were not a race fan to begin with. I mean, yeah, you went to a race. You've probably seen it on TV occasionally. But you're not a diehard, can't wait to get to the track. And you kind of went into this just as curious as the viewers that now watch your video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it was just, you know, I definitely knew that there was some sort of racing going on. but, yeah, it was amazing.
Well, you did a beautiful job. Like I said in the intro, the cinematography, I mean, that looks professional.
Well,
and you're
in
high school, hear.
But wouldn't you say, Elam, it was a team effort? It wasn't just you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, you know, there were four people, including me and Zoe, that were I'll talk to you later, I think, that we're working on it. But yeah, just definitely a team effort from, you know, I don't think the doc would be anywhere close to where it was if it was just me, you know, having the extra group of people, extra ideas, you know, them helping out, them filming, you know, it was great working with other people.
So out of the four on the team, did you each had specific jobs, or did you all collaborate? Like, you shot a few scenes, Zoe shot some scenes, and who's the other two on the team?
Yeah, so the other guys are David Allen and Alex Leskey.
Okay.
But yeah, it was definitely, I mean, you know, there are some aspects where we're doing separate things, like researching, talking to, but yeah, it was definitely a group effort. Everyone was there filming it, you know, yeah.
So how much ended up on the cutting floor? How much could you not get into the 6? Because you know, I know, you shot way over 6 minutes worth of video.
Yeah, there was definitely at least like 5 hours or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you had a pile in front of you.
You know, they saved Mr. Marsh passing on the inside. That was nice. And they included a dwarf that went over, like it flipped or something.
Well, I think that was smart because you didn't sugarcoat racing. You showed the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, part of the AIM program is that you are high school students, and, you know, we have a lot of time to do it, but, you know, the 6 minute mark is, or the six, it's the 5 to 7 minutes really.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of, it's definitely hard cutting it down to that short, but it's, you know, it's kind of hard. There's a lot of action that you can put in 6 minutes.
Sure.
So it's kind of hard for you to, you know, get bored of that. So I think it's a good timeline where, you know, it's still long enough, but it's, you still have time to get to know the characters and everything.
Well, you mess around with probably YouTube and a bunch of other stuff. You know, the attention span of a viewer today is what? 5 to 6 minutes.
30 seconds with
If you would have done an hour and a half, I doubt very seriously you would have kept the viewer. Yeah. Don't you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I know definitely, you know, I have a couple more weeks of sun.
Whoop, did we lose you?
All right. Well, we'll go to a commercial.
Let's go ahead and go to a commercial. I'm sure he'll call back in. Can you text him and just tell him to call back in? We've got another guest.
Hopefully Zoe's calling.
And Zoe's going to call in. And so we're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
But I knew he was shot. shot the moon. All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. El Cajon Ford is a racing family. Anytime you see the El Cajon Ford cars out on the track, you might just want to go back to the pits. Because between PJ and Pops, these guys are off the chart. PJ's driving a 33 Sport Mod. Man, that's a beautiful car. I love that car. But they also run a dealership. Forgot to tell you.
They do that.
They sell Fords. New, used. They lease. They have a huge commercial company that handles all of the hardworking folks out there pushing Ford trucks around the construction sites. They'll build anything and everything you love. And they also have a service department that'll work on every single car you've got. You have a comment?
Before we get to Zoe and Liam, yes.
Oh, well, good. Oh, but you got to finish the commercial. Oh, I thought you wanted to talk about Ford, because I know you take your Ford.
Because I love Fords.
Well, okay. Well, let's do that, too. We also, since Dirt Dude, God only knows what he's doing, is probably out screaming around his new motorcycle.
I just wanted to remind the listeners.
So go ahead and do that.
But did you finish the commercial?
No. It's ElCajonMotors.com, ElCajonMotors.com.
I just wanted to, because we're going to get excited, talk to Liam and Zoe again, just remind our listeners that the IMCA Summer Shootout is coming up. They say there is a Thursday practice and then racing on July 19th and 20th. Two-dayer, lots of money they're throwing around. IMCA mods, on the flyer it says $1,000, sport mods, $750, stock car, $750, hobby stocks, $500, sport compact, $300. There are mini dwarfs and junior sprints, but throughout the weeks, more and more people are throwing money at it. So if you go on to the Barona Facebook page, you're going to see Aldrich.
Are the dwarfs running? These people.
No, we're not IMCA. This is an IMCA sanction. Excuse me. But there's going to be a lot of money, and the gates open at noon, and racing begins at 6 p.m. That is July 19th and 20th, a two-dayer coming up.
With a practice on Thursday.
That's what they say. They haven't posted it on Facebook.
So don't believe it till you see it.
Right.
All right. So we are having an amazing interview with Elam and Zoe.
Liam,
I'm sorry.
And Zoe. Yes.
Let's talk to Zoe for a moment. Hey, Zoe, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, welcome.
Gotta tell you, been in TV for 25 years and been in video, and you guys really did a nice job with that piece at Petaluma Speedway.
Can we say the name of the documentary one more time?
Sure. What's the name of the documentary?
Dirt Track Dreams.
All right.
Dirt Track Dreams.
So are you a racer?
I am not. This was my first time really engaging with the racing community.
Yeah, did you not find it rather interesting?
Oh my gosh, it was so interesting and just different than I might have expected it to be.
Yeah.
It was like completely captivating, like the culture and just that. Races itself,
yeah,
and the smells.
Incredible.
I was gonna say the smell, the noise,
the real, interactive experience. It's like in your face, like dirt, but you can't look away.
No, you can't. So I don't know if we really mentioned it. What is the name of your high school that you guys are in? So, because I mean, I definitely want to give your school some serious props for putting a program together like this to give future videographers an opportunity to kind of taste what that world is all about, you know, without having to write a check.
Yeah, no, it is like the best decision I've ever made in my life to join this program. I go to Tamil Pius High School in Mill Valley, California.
Oh, okay.
Public high school. Yeah.
And it's the AIM program.
Oh, so you're in Mill Valley. You're not in anywhere near the Petaluma school system.
No, we're not. We found out about the Petaluma Speedway from a teacher that Liam and I had for fifth grade.
Oh, you had Mr. Marsh too.
Oh.
Oh my God. Yes.
Well, and you know,
we love Mr. Marsh.
He is such. And by the way, Brittany, who's been my co-host for I don't know how many years now, she's also a school teacher, and she races the same car that your school teacher races.
I have
races.
Been able to race against. Oh, wow. I met Mr. Marsh in 2019. We raced each other at a national at Petaluma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
And, yep, and immediately hit it off because it's rare to have teachers that are racing, yeah. especially dwarf cars.
Yeah.
But really nice guy, and yeah. he obviously had an effect on you two, an impression.
Well, yeah. I'm just thrilled to death that because now, has this changed your trajectory as far as what you're going to do once you graduate?
I would say that it has. Because not only, like, with the program, like, you spend a portion of the time doing documentary-related work, and then you're also, like, combining that with everything you learn in your English and history classes.
Sure.
And so it's just kind of, like, I probably wouldn't have done. I'm going to major in anthropology, and I probably would have sort of been on the other side of things, like maybe something STEM related before I started doing this program. But it just really like opened my eyes to how cool all of that can be.
Yeah. Well, we were talking to Elam saying that, you know, at your age, both you and Elam, are you back?
Liam, sorry.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Or did I mess his name up again?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call him Fred. Okay, let's just call him Fred. But I mean, we didn't get a chance to ask you, what was your career goals before you took the course? And then what are your career goals been changed because of this program?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. Definitely before the program, I was definitely heavily involved with video stuff. You know, I do a bunch of video projects around the school, a bunch of sports. So that was something I was interested in before. But definitely after the AIM program, I'm a lot more interested in documentaries.
Gotcha.
Both of you were open to learning about this culture, too. Yeah. This is a beautiful lesson in itself for our listeners.
Well, Zoe knew nothing about, maybe she knew more about something about videography, but nothing about the topic. So did you guys win anything for this video?
Did you get an A?
Because I got to tell you, this is really a well done documentary. Seriously.
Well, Liam really is like, he's known as like the guy in AIM for everything related to editing and videography. Like you know, you're lucky if you get put in a group with Liam. Donald's time with all that.
How cool is that?
Thank you.
So what's your next project? I can't imagine this is it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Definitely for me, I kind of got cut off at the, I don't know, I got disconnected before, but I was talking about, I have some plans to make maybe a longer, you know, 12-minute cut or something.
Oh, okay.
Of the documentary. There's so much stuff we recorded. It's gonna take me a while, but I think we're gonna have a lot more to put into the documentary.
Well, you happen to be in a neighborhood that, if you want to kind of stay on the motorsports, you know, trajectory, you've got. Yeah. What I call Sears Point Raceway, but it's really Sonoma. Right. World-class tracks there. You definitely want to take a look at NHRA drag racing. And
Yeah,
and I deal with them all the time. And if you need contacts, I could probably help you there as well. I'll just have Brittany, she could send you my contact info. And I'm sure they would allow you to come in. And if you really want to talk about a crazy sport, 0 to 300 miles an hour in an eighth of a mile, boys and girls.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's hard to even like wrap my head around.
And you can't, when one of those cars, this is a top fuel dragster, when it takes off, the concussion hits you in the chest like as if I hit you in the chest with my fist. That's how crazy it is. So I'm just saying, if you want to kind of stay on that motorsport. And then, of course, you guys, if there's air racing, there's boat racing, there's go-karts. There's a track in Davis, California, still there, called the Blue Max Kart Track. I mean, you could really make a career just doing motorsports, but there's so many other things you can do.
Well, yeah, I think they had a shot of Chad Mathias as well, and his wife races horses, or shows horses. So
okay.
That's a whole nother avenue just with those people.
Yeah.
At the track. So, yeah. Zoe, do you have another project on the horizon?
Right now, I just graduated. Liam has another year.
Oh,
so I haven't really started working on anything. I'm sort of just, like, taking the summer off, I'd say, before starting school. But I'm sure that something will come up once I get back
You guys need to put a little company together, a little video company.
Yeah. Wow. That'd be great.
I know. And you could come up with some cool name, you know, like kidsvideo.com or something, you know. Of course, pretty soon you won't be a kid anymore.
Yeah, they're not really. She's all, I'm not a kid. I just graduated, Dave. And congratulations on that, Zoe.
But when they get our age, they'll appreciate the kids.
Oh, yeah, they're kids to us.
Yeah, anybody's a kid to us.
We feel like kids.
Yeah. Okay. So was there a competition involved in this? Did you guys get any accolades other than just a justification you loved it?
We definitely, I think, are entered for a few different awards.
Nice.
My documentary from last semester got a Student Emmy Award, so we'll be entered in for that. And probably a few other, like, film festivals and things like that. So we'll be able to update a little later whether any of that turns out.
Is it safe to assume you all watched each other's, other people in the class?
Yeah. We have, like, a great few days of viewing, and we have a film festival with all of the program.
Well, would it be safe to also say that maybe you changed the view of some of your peers about dirt track racing?
Yeah.
Did you get some positive feedback in that manner?
Yeah.
I'd probably say this is my most entertaining documentary to watch because, like, just a little more fast-paced, and it's just, like, kind of tells itself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this whole thing.
So did you learn where not to stand at the racetrack?
Why isn't anybody else sitting there?
Yeah, those look like great seats. Let me go sit there and you get smacked in the head with a dirt clod.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I've learned that the hard way.
And the other thing is unique, and it'd be fun if you do another food, if you got to eat at the track, is always better than any other place you go. I don't know if it's the gas that's mixed in with the food or the dirt. But a burger or a dog or what have you is delicious at a racetrack. I don't know why.
Yeah, that was the fun part. We got it. Since we're not in school, we're out filming, we got to try a bunch of different food up in Petaluma.
All right. So are we going to keep them or they get to go?
We're going to have Mr. Marsh for the final segment.
Okay, but we will send you this show so that you guys could have it, keep it, let everybody know, let your mom and dad and aunts and uncles that you were on radio. We're the number one watch or listen to radio show in Southern California. We get over 3,000 downloads a week, or a show. So I didn't want to tell you that until after we did the interview because I didn't want you to pass out on us. But, hey, stay in touch with us. Keep us up to breast of what you're doing. And if there's anything we can help you as far as doing interviews to help promote your projects, we're here for you.
Wow.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
Have a great summer off and keep shooting good videos.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Hey, we got to go. It's Racer Radio, but we're not gone. There's a whole lot more coming up. Scott Delosio's calling in. I woke him up, and he's got a great interview coming up next right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1178.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back. It's Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Paris Auto Speedway, fastest half-mile track you're going to run into here in Southern California, as far as I'm concerned. 18700 Lake Paris Road, and they are running hot and heavy. We got Scott Delosio on the line. Oh, before that, Black Forest Automotive. I slid these guys in here. If you're a Porsche owner, BMW, or Mini, you really can't beat it. 8066 Engineer Road. Go to blackforestautomotive.com for dealer alternatives, 858-292-1192. Over 40 years experience, and if you decide you want to go racing, they have that ability too. blackforestautomotive.com. Hey, Scott, what are you up to?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We just did the coolest interview with a high school up in Mill Valley that they needed them to do a video, you know, like an informational video. And I'm sure you've heard of it, Petaluma Speedway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know the announcer up there really well.
Yeah, so they did a documentary, a six-minute documentary that is awesome. So Brittany got a hold of him, and we just had an interview with them, and it was so much fun. It really was cool. So
cool. I'll check it out.
Yeah. What was the name of the video? What was the name of the?
Dirt Track. Is that on? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it's off.
There it is.
Dirt Track Dreams, Petaluma Speedway story.
Okay, there you go. Dirt Track Dreams. All right, yeah. So what's kicking, buddy?
You know, not much. We raced last night in a night that had more than its share of crashes, unfortunately.
Oh.
It was a night of destruction. Tommy Malcolm won the Monday Windows and Doors USAC Series Sprint Car Main Event for the third straight race. But the interesting thing about it, 80 laps of racing in those three races, he's led every single lap.
Wow.
So he won that. AJ Bender was second, and Austin Williams was third. We had our young guns, a guy named Jake McKee, who came from boat racing, won that main event. Bob Suki won the senior main. David Stites, past champion, won the factory stock main. And a good guy has been on the show several times, Chuck Becker.
Oh, yeah.
Multi-time track champion. He won the super stock main. So it was a good night, except for one crash near the end. And that's what I've been doing, working on today. A guy who's been on your show, the Racing California Highway Patrol officer.
Yeah.
Jeff Dyer was involved in a crash in the main and unfortunately suffered a broken right arm and a concussion. So he is in the hospital right now. I'm just finishing up the press release. I do his PR. So that'll be online as soon as I hang up from you guys. But
okay.
He's in the hospital for about a week. He's going to have surgery tomorrow.
No.
You know, one of the really good people in racing and one of the guys with the best sense of humor. He was joking about it today already. So he's going to be out for quite some time, apparently. It was a freak crash. You know, a guy in front of him went into turn one. His steering box broke, and the guy hit the wall, bounced off the wall, and started flipping down the track. Well, Jeff tried to turn underneath him to avoid him, but they still made contact cage to cage when the guy came down. And when that happens, it actually got a piece of the seat. That's what broke his arm. And he had the concussion, knocked him out, and all of a sudden, Jeff took off like a bat out of you know where, straight into the crash wall, 900 horsepower sprint car, hit the wall head on, then jumped over the wall, hit the billboards, and came back down on the track. And you know they got to him fairly quickly, and he woke up right away, and he didn't know he was hurt until he tried to get out of the car, and his arm wouldn't work.
Yeah, that's usually a dead giveaway.
That's an indicator, yeah. So they took their time getting him out of the race car, getting the arm immobilized in that,
right.
And off to the hospital. And he's supposed to have surgery today. You and I talked to him. I don't know why they didn't do it today, but they're going to do it tomorrow morning. So,
hopefully it'll be just a clean break and easily repaired.
Yeah, he said it's a total clean break. There's no problem there.
Ah, good.
So everybody sent their prayers and wishes to him, and he appreciated all that. I guess he's been reading about the internet today.
Well, send him if you talk to him, tell him Brittany and I definitely send our prayers and a speedy recovery, because he'll probably get back in a car quicker than we think.
Yeah, well, you know, last year he tore one of his Achilles tendons.
Good Lord!
Racing?
Playing softball.
Okay.
Okay.
So he's never gonna live that one down.
No.
You know, he was back in, he was in a walking cast, and he's the first to tell me he's going to get back in the car in 2 weeks. I'm like, you're nuts. You're crazy.
Yeah.
And you know, once the car catches on fire, you ain't going to get out of there, because he had this big old boot on.
Oh, yeah.
I remember hearing about this. I think he told me.
He didn't go back in 2 weeks. He waited. It was in October. We went up to Mojave Valley Raceway, and there he was with his, you know, knee scooter still in the boot, and got back in the car that night and smoked him, won the main event going away. So I don't think this will keep him out of the cockpit as long as the doctors probably want him to.
I'm telling you, well, it was just like the two kids we were interviewing. They were, neither one of them are, none of them are racers. Okay, so this was their real first experience at a track. And they were so impressed with the enthusiasm of a race car driver. She says it was just mind-boggling how dedicated and how hard they work, you know. And I said, well, that's a racer, you know. I mean, a lot of them will spend every dime they have to get behind the wheel, and it's just the way it is.
Yeah, you know, he'll be back. You know, I asked him about the car, and his son, Seth, who's been on the show as well, races. He said he talked to his son, and his son said the car is junk, but they didn't over-rev the engine, so that's a huge saving right there. The engine's okay. But, you know, most importantly, I mean, he got out of it with a broken arm and didn't get hurt worse, and a concussion. You know, he's half doing bad anyway, so you can't tell that part.
And chassis are easy to replace. The engine is a little, that could get a little pricey, but.
Yeah. You know, the chassis, and I'm sure they tore up a bunch because they hit the wall head on. They tore up a bunch of the, the bolt on parts.
Yeah, so, suspension and what have you.
Yeah. You know, it's not cheap, but it's better than tearing down a $70,000 engine. So.
Yeah.
Did I hear you say? Now. Oh, go ahead.
We're dark now until August 10th when we come back with Night of Destruction.
Oh. Okay.
But this coming Saturday night, you guys are a Speedway motorcycle fan.
Yes, we're
Paris
going.
Raceway, which is 8 or 10 miles away from Paris Auto Speedway. Aaron Fox has got another show up there.
Yes.
It's a Division One show that has a $4,000 purse. He's also got some deal set up with a bunch of motocross riders. You know, they've got a deal. They're racing $600 to win amongst themselves on the oval track. So anybody wants to go,
really?
I'm going to be announcing up there.
Okay.
Anybody who wants to go, the gates open at 4 p.m. Racing starts at 7. And it's not Paris Auto Speedway. It's the Paris Raceway. It's at 1205 Burton Road or Barton Road in Paris.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up.
The motocross track is.
Yeah. Well, now, if some really excited person comes knocking on the window and waves, hi,
that'll be Brittany.
Me. I'll say hi this time.
I don't pay attention if they're too crazy.
Oh, okay. I'll try.
Yeah. Well, he gets young girls chasing him all the time.
Oh,
jeez.
So
it's nothing out of the ordinary.
Oh, jeez.
Your wife's not listening.
You're getting me in trouble. The radar just went up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Brittany went to the last race at that track, and she couldn't stop talking about it. And you were never a flat track enthusiast, were you?
Oh, I am. Probably not as much as my parents, but.
Oh, your parents really are?
They really. Like, for their wedding anniversary, they went up to Sacramento. To see the mile for their wedding.
We're talking Speedway.
But that
I know.
Flat track.
I love Speedway.
Yes, you're right.
Well, get an argument out of me.
And then
flat track.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
I'm sorry.
Correct.
I constantly make that error, and I need to be
smacked. No brakes.
Yeah, I know. Short.
And smaller, yeah.
Smaller.
Yeah. Aaron
quick.
Fox. Yes. So and Lars Larson, I've talked to him about it.
And lots of tape. Yeah. That's what holds them in.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's fun and quick. They just get the next race going. Next race.
Oh,
next race.
How many races do they normally get in a night?
You know, I don't know what the whole program is next week. So, I think the last time I was there was around 50 races.
Wow!
And they had pizza.
You know, they're 4-lap races. Speedway.
Yeah.
So it's. Four laps, get them off the next guys. They're coming on the racetrack.
Yeah, they are just
pulling off.
Coming on. Yeah, it's
so
good.
They have. I know they have the Division One riders next week. I know they're having the PV riders next week, and I know they're having the challenge for the motocross riders too. And I imagine they're probably going to have second and third division out there as well. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I imagine they'll be there. So it's going to be a full bag. Like I say, I announced the race there in April. What a show it was. I was pleasantly surprised it was so good.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Well, you're a Speedway guy anyway.
That's my favorite motorsport.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Outside of hockey.
Well, everything's behind hockey.
Couldn't help myself. All right, so then August 10th is Night of Destruction.
Night Destruction, then Sprint Cars come back. It's a special night on the 17th, California Racers Hall of Fame night. There'll be a bunch of past racers there, past heroes signing autographs.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy we lost back in March who, his name was Brett Taylor, and Brett was a special needs guy, and he was always at the races. The fans loved him. I mean, a personality and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And what more way to honor Brother Brett, as we call him, than to have the first Brother Brett Classic at the California Racers Hall of Fame night.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, we'll be talking. You're going to hear more about that one.
I have a feeling.
He was a guy who was loved by everybody, and we certainly miss him, and we're going to honor him the best way we can.
Well, and I'm sure he's upstairs, well, looking down and probably blushing as we speak, you know, because a true hardcore fan like that's never looking for accolades, just looking for a nice family, and you can't get a better family than a racer.
Well, you know what? And he was part of the racing family, and it's like when you say fan, it's like he was in the pits all the time. He'd be collecting money for the push truck drivers, getting T-shirts from the drivers. He'd do anything you want, you know, the day after the races. Mm-hmm. They'd stay over because he lived up in Thousand Oaks. They'd stay over, and he'd come to the racetrack and help Don and them clean up the facility after. He was just a good, good guy who, you know, he just one of those people. It's makes a mark on your life when they go. It's like, man, he's one of the most put it like this. I always say he's the most honest person I know and the most innocent person I knew. So
wow, that's amazing. All right, buddy, let you take off. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening and speedway races.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's the speedway
next Saturday.
Paris Speedway.
At Paris Speedway.
Yes, I'll be there.
Paris Raceway.
Ah! See, you screwed it up that time. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, we're going to have to take a quick break. By the way, that's your song. Have you heard this song, Brittany?
I'm listening, and I'm not real familiar. Oh, that's on that CD.
I love that song. Yes. It's one of my favorite songs. All right, we got to take a break. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to certifiedcarcare.net, certifiedcarcare.net, 619-444-7170. Works on every car in your garage. But if you'd like to go a little on the fast side, drag racing, off-road,
who would want to do that?
Sports cars, in-house dyno, he can take care of it all. Hey, is it warm enough out there for you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls?
Not in my
house.
Well,
have I got a guy that can fix you up. He is a local racer, and he is dedicated to his craft, not only in racing, but heating and AC. All you have to do is look at Brittany. She's all just as bright and
so cool.
So cool. She is just loving it. Girl's been not wanting AC for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. Finally talked her into it. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, RPM, that's Robert Peters. Mm-hmm. He came out with his crew.
His son.
Who in also and out races. In a day.
Yeah.
Came
at 10, left before 5.
Yeah, none of this. Sorry, we're going to have to disrupt your home for... And Brittany doesn't have a brand new house. This is a house that is a little long in the tooth. And they're a little harder to retrofit to today's brand new heating and AC. But I got to tell you, I haven't seen anybody smile this much.
That's nice.
Normally she comes in and she's looking a little heated, even though
now.
She's in an AC car, but not anymore. So if you want to get the best of the best, 619-201-8608 RPM Heating and AC. Thank them for supporting our show, and I saved the very best for last. But right now, we've got another racing school
Mr.
teacher.
Mr. Marsh.
What's going on, Mr. Marsh? How are you? Oh, no.
Been for a long time.
Oh, there you go.
Is
there
that
you
Mr.
are.
Mr. Marsh?
How you doing, Mr. Marsh?
Yes, I'm doing great. I've been a fan for a long time. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Brittany has talked about you extensively. And I got to tell you, Zoe and
Liam,
what a great couple of kids you have there.
Well spoken.
They are, they're truly incredible. It's like, you know how we, you know, we complain about, you know, kids these days. And,
yeah.
They grow up. At least the ones that I've had over the years, I am not worried about the future, you know, especially when you have, you know, like Liam and Zoe and, you know, and they had two other partners mm-hmm. as well. I didn't teach them, but just, they're so professional. Everyone that I hook them up with for the interviews. And a lot of people didn't make the final cut for the smaller documentary, but everyone, you know, Rick Faith he's running around with his head cut off. He's so busy on race day. He made time to come over and talk to me and say, my goodness, you know, I can't believe those kids are in high school. They're mm-hmm. so professional. Mm-hmm. So they're ready.
Yeah.
Well, they're ready to go out and do great things.
And you know, it's funny because Brittany and I have been doing this show for a long time. And every time we bring kids in, they're just like Zoe and Elam. You know, Liam, smart, sharp. Yeah,
there are plenty out there.
And yes. We like to blame it on motorsports. But these two guys are motorsports people.
Right.
I mean, they've really got their act together. And they did a great video of you. And I mean, you really gave the real true nuts and bolts in the heart of you know, local racetrack enjoyment.
Yes. For our listeners, again, it's called Dirt Track Dreams, a Petaluma Speedway story. Yeah. And the reason Mr. Marsh called, I had him call in, is he's the featured racer
right.
in this short 6-minute documentary. Or doc.
So Danny, how long have you been driving?
I've been driving for 13 years.
Okay.
And I started, you know, usually people sell their cars when they have a kid.
Yeah.
I bought a car when my baby was, she was 2 months old, 3 months old.
What?
So.
How? Okay.
Man after my own heart. Well, hey, the wife's got somebody to play with.
Right.
So you went and bought a race car. I like that. Did you ever race before?
I raced bikes. I raced things that I could afford.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have, I live in Mill Valley, and, you know, unfortunately, when I grew up, all the racing, and there were a lot of racers in Mill Valley back then, you know, racing at Petaluma, racing at some of the other dirt tracks that have closed down subsequently.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, growing up here in this culture, there's just not
no.
you know, your neighbor to show you the ropes and things. Mm-hmm. So it's just something that I've always loved racing. My mom's taken me to, you know, Long Beach Grand Prix over the years, to Sears Point. But I always love racing, always love cars, always wanted a go-kart, always wanted to do, you know, motocross. But, you know, my mom and dad were hunting and fishing.
That's right. It says that in the documentary.
Well, you're in a really beautiful area yeah. for hunting and fishing, let me tell you. But a dwarf car?
I
said the same thing to Brittany. A dwarf car?
I didn't know any better, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, so I used to restore cars, and
oh.
I restored Ford Falcons. I needed a fender, so I found a car for $500 and said, well, let's make that into an enduro car. We would run enduros. They would run enduros once a year at Petaluma Speedway, and we had the worst luck. I think we turned only 2 or 3 laps, got T-boned, you know, it was absolutely terrible. Our baby was overdue, and so we're like, let's head to the speedway. You know, the sound will get her out.
We were walking, talk his wife up. Into this stuff.
You know, she loves, her father raced the first Baja 500 on a bike.
Oh, wow.
Really?
He raced the second 500 in a Bronco.
What's his last name?
Chuck Schaefer. It's Schaefer.
Oh, Schaefer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I'm older than dirt.
I grew up with that name.
And I have been following motor. I've been doing radio. I've been doing motorsports for about almost 30 years. So yeah, I know him. I've followed him along with everybody else. How cool is that? So
we were walking up and we saw dwarf cars on going in onto the track, and my wife's like, sell the Falcon, get one of those. And
oh, she's a keeper. Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
No,
we're a racing family now.
Does she drive?
Awesome. Yeah.
She does not drive, but we are now, we just got met into MCMA, which is the Marin County Motorcycle Association. We got 1,500 acres in West Marin, and we ride motocross out there.
Oh
my
right.
gosh,
wow.
That is so cool. All right, so we're going to treat you just like we do any other race car driver. Talk about your sponsors. Who helps you get to the track?
Okay. Well, I have my wife.
Yeah.
She's Emily Schaefer, Engel & Volker. She sells houses around here in Sonoma County.
Okay, cool.
I have Mulligany Tire. which is a long time, Mill Valley, one of those shops that everyone has to go to because they're as honest as the day is long.
Right.
And, you know, they'll go there and, you know, they'll give people free this, free that. And, you know, I thought because they threw around my name. No, they do it for everyone.
Right.
They're just the greatest. And then I just get, you know, a ton of people that just help me, you know, dwarf car community. We help each other.
I know. So you don't have a food sponsor.
I don't have a food sponsor. I don't have an energy drink sponsor.
It's so funny. And you don't have a beer sponsor. What's going on?
No, I don't have a beer sponsor.
It's so funny, too, because I get these little kids in, 8, 9, 10 years old, and I said, all right, who's your sponsor? And they rattle them off. Where's your food sponsor? And they go, oh, yeah, I need a food sponsor.
We did. We had the little motorcycle guy, and he was sponsored by beef jerky. But he goes, who's your sponsor? And he goes, my grandma, because she's the one that provided the beef jerky. Yeah. But we're like, remember, beef jerky. I did want to bring up two things before we have to go. One, I don't know if this was intentional or not, but the documentary, it starts with just you. You're moving your trailer. You're loading your car. You're working on your car. And I thought it made that sport very approachable because you don't need a big team. So I thought that was wise, whether that was intentional or not. And the other thing, did I see you get on the podium last week, Mr. Marsh? Congratulations.
I got second, and it was a great night because I had 100 degree fever.
Oh.
What?
I didn't think I was going to go to the races. I said, no, I'll just, you know, just get a couple points. And it happened, we had the 410 NARCs in town, so the stands were absolutely packed. And ooh. So I get out of my car on my podium, and right in front of, you know, the big time, Flow Racing was there.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it was a night to get second place.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's stay with that 100-degree temperature.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you race the National this past weekend? I know it was held there at Petaluma.
I did. I raced last night, Friday, Saturday night.
How'd you do?
I didn't place super well, but a lot of bad luck with pill draws and racers. But I had someone helping me, an old friend who I used to race with, and boy, can he tune a car.
Oh, what's his name? Share his name.
His name is Rich Kleintobe.
Nice, Rich.
And last night, I didn't make it into the fast dash, but I was right outside the fast dash. I honestly thought that they pulled a caution. I was passing cars on the outside. Passing so many cars.
Wow.
I went from 14th to 6th.
Wow.
Hard charger.
And then I got gobbled up in a restart.
All right, but hey, Danny, we gotta let you go. Unfortunately, right, we're at a hard break. We'll send you this show, and always check in with us.
Thank you very much. Have a great afternoon. SanDiego.com.